So the Anglos that come in here are...
Now it's coming back to Anglo.
Do you know what their ethnicity is? Is
no.
Or just American?
They're Americans.
Okay. Has there ever been problems between the different populations?
No.
Okay.
Not here.
Good. Anywhere in this area, like Walsenburg or Trinidad or anything that you know?
No, it's been pretty decent here in these two counties, North Hill County and Los Alamos.
Okay. How many brothers and sisters did you have?
I had one brother that I grew up with, and then I had five other brothers that I never knew.
Really?
Yeah.
They were real brothers, not half-brothers?
Half-brothers, my father's kids.
Right. Never met them?
I have met them, yeah. Just met them, and that's it, you know. Okay. I never had nothing to do with them.
Okay. When you were growing up, how did you address your mother? Did you have a certain way of calling her?
Mom.
Okay.
Mama.
And what about your grandparents?
Papa.
Okay.
Yeah.
Would that be normal for grandparents, or because you had such a close relationship with them?
It's normal for Italians to call their grandfather Pop or Papa.
Okay. Did you know your grandmother very much?
No, I never knew my grandmother. My grandfather left Europe when he was a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what the problem was, but he left two or three kids over there, and he brought his brothers, his sisters, and my mother here, mm-hmm. and another brother of hers, my uncle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what his purpose was for coming to the United States, because he was young when he came.
Right. When was that about?
Oh, heck, I was 18. I have a record in the garage, I'll show you.
Okay.
That's part of my... my wife run me out of here with all my stuff from my den.
Yeah.
She said, no more on the walls. You go out in the garage. So that's where I'm at now, in the garage.
Okay.
I will show you my den in the house.
Sounds great.
And the trophies of my granddaughter.
Got a little too crowded, huh?
Oh, I have all over the place.
A little cluttered. When you were... Well, probably when your kids were... Or growing up, did anybody say that they looked like either you or your wife or grandparents at all? Do you remember some of them being?
I looked like my father and my half brothers. My wife, I went to meet my dad when I was 36 years old. I took my wife, and my wife could pick up my dad, my brothers, and.
Really?
That met me at the depot.
Uh-huh.
She could pick him out because we all looked alike.
Wow.
Yeah.
Strong resemblance.
It was interesting.
What depot was that?
That was in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, really? That's pretty much wrong.
And I was one of the last guys to leave that depot before they closed it.
Really?
Yeah. In fact, I have my papers out in the den in a frame.
I think does it still exist though?
No.
Do you remember?
No.
Because there is a depot down there. I'm originally from Michigan. So.
Oh, yeah? Where at?
I was born in Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor?
Yeah.
I've got some nephews there.
Really?
Yeah.
At University of Michigan? Or just working up there or something?
Oh, they're older people. They're a little younger than me, but they're older. They were working in the plants there.
Sure. Yeah, that's where my family lives, up in southeastern Michigan.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, these kids, all my nephews are born there in the Detroit area, you know. But they're scattered in the better areas, you know.
Yep, up there at the lakes. Let's see, is there a place where you can go near here for medical attention?
Yes, we have a clinic right down the street here, about half a block.
Okay. Is there somewhere else you'd go for bigger